Johnson. We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
So just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is hour number two of Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks as we continue on here on the 4th of September, 2010. And I see we have a couple of calls on the line. We'll get to you folks in just a moment. I want to finish this up real quickly here. And I was sharing before the break an article written by Deborah Dupree called Collateral Damage, USA Extremist Cells Target 350,000 U.S. Citizens. And she's connecting this with the Bush-Obama basically targeting their enemies, ladies and gentlemen, in the name of eliminating certain terrorists in society. And I think this is why we have to educate the population. We have to let people know that this stuff is going on. It's vitally important because the law enforcement agencies, when these targeted individuals go to the law enforcement, so-called law enforcement agencies, they're laughed at, or they're belittled, or they're thought to be insane, or maybe the law enforcement agencies are even in on it. So this is very important to educate folks that this kind of stuff is going on right now. People can be targeted covertly and overtly with these direct energy weapons. Now, she says, aside from being the best hidden weapons, the Navy Times reports that direct energy weapons, or DEWs, are the most feared and controversial weapon of the modern age. Now, folks, I want to say, too, that this has already been used. It's been being used in Iraq. I personally know somebody who, one of the military people who were deployed in Iraq, personally told this individual that they would go down the streets in Iraq and point these things at different passersby and say, hey, watch this. And they would point this direct energy weapon and heat these people and watch them writhe in agony. Ordinary people being targeted for this stuff on the streets just for their own entertainment. So they say common bio effects of electromagnetic and other non-lethal weapons include effects to the human central nervous system resulting in physical pain, difficulty breathing, vertigo, nausea, disorientation, and other systemic discomfort. Weapons not considered lethal can cause cumulative damage to the body, including death through slow kill. Microwave pulses can affect not only human, the epidermis, that is the skin, but also the dermis, the thick, sensitive layer of skin and connective tissues beneath the epidermis that contains blood, lymph vessels, sweat glands, and nerve endings, generating a burn or inducing terminal disease from as far away as 700 yards or more if applied by satellite. All right, I got to take another break. When we come back, we'll get to the phone calls. Your phone calls are certainly welcome as well. 800-313-9443. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Wooks. We'll be back here in a moment on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Welcome back to the broadcast, Govern America, waking people up from the American dream. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what this broadcast and this network is determined to do. And to that regard, I urge you to support the network. It's certainly imperative that you do so. 800-724-2719 during business hours, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time, I believe, is the business hours. Anyway, just during regular business hours, Monday through Friday, 800-724-2719, or any time at all at republicbroadcasting.org. They still have the RBN generic business cards available. They're $10 per 100. These are excellent tools to spread the message about the network and the freedom movement. Wake up your friends, your comrades. Spread this. Leave them in library books. Leave them at the public restroom. Leave them at any public place you visit. Spread the word about the network. $10 per 100 of these RBN for the RBN business cards. It also comes with free shipping, free bumper stickers, and a free copy of Aaron Russo's America from Freedom to Fascism. If you got a copy, give a copy to a friend. Give a copy to your family members. Anybody who will receive the message, because time is running out, ladies and gentlemen. We can't cower in the corner. The day to stand up, take a stand for your freedom and for our country is now, today. All right, let's go to the phone lines. By the way, the phone number, if you'd like to call in, is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Let's go to Canada and talk to Werner. Werner, good morning.
Good morning, Dan. I think this is a very important issue to be dealt with, because with those directional energy beams, there has been basically a Pandora's box being opened, and I don't know if they ever be able to put the lid on that box again, because
yeah.
The proliferation of this technology, it has been picked up and has been used, what I've documented here in Canada, now for decades, and the RCMP and the police forces here, they have been keeping a lid on, and anybody who spoke out about, as you mentioned earlier, he runs a danger or what's being put into a mental institution. Things like that don't happen here in this quiet, nice, peaceful Canada.
Yeah, you know, I remember reading some tweets on Twitter from a lady who was suffering that in her apartment, and she was chronicling the abuses as she was experiencing the abuses. And it was just remarkable, and then all of a sudden her tweets just stopped altogether. And suddenly the Twitter account just disappeared, and I still to this day wonder what happened to her, Werner.
Look, there are so many people that have disappeared, but I've been investigating this because I and my animals have been at the receiving end.
Yeah, you know, a gentleman called me the other day, and I believe he was telling me about your situation. What exactly is going on there?
In my instance, it started up in 1975. Suddenly, unexplained loss of animals. They would die. They would go down within hours, and when autopsy were being done, massive internal damage, massive corrosive internal damage.
Mm-hmm.
And it was being swept underneath the carpet, samples were being contaminated. And, I had done already enough of my investigation, and then I was being approached by the RCMP, and they told me, what do you think how it would make us look when you find all those things out, you know? So I was being picked up upon false accusation and put twice in a mental institution. The second time, they disposed of my whole herd of cattle of over 100 head. And then they sent money all over the place where I didn't owe any money. And I was supposed to sign them a release form. The provincial government released them from all financial liability. But it has been an...
So is the Royal Canadian Mounted Police that were doing all this to you?
They were covering it up for a local clique that was using this technology already then.
Okay.
And a year and a half earlier, there was another farmer just only 70 miles away. He went through the same ordeal. And he ended up in the same mental institution in St. John, assigned to the same young immigrant doctor from Bangladesh, Dr. Alam, who barely spoke English. We both were supposed to be suffering from paranoia. But over the years, it had been an uphill battle, and I've been fighting back. And the best way of fighting back is to accumulate as much evidence as possible.
Now, do you have any cattle today?
I still have cattle, but over the last 15 years, they have killed over 300 cows and calves and mutilated many more. And last year, Dr. Rebecca Carley.
Yes.
She had interviewed me on the 4th of July.
Okay.
And it can be seen in the archives.
All right.
It was through your network, RBN Broadcasting.
Uh-huh.
And a few months ago, a gentleman, he posted over 100 selected photos documenting the damage that was done to the animal with this directional energy.
Okay, and now, are these are your animals that he has documented?
I've taken over 1,000 photos, lots of them autopsy photos, documenting the internal damage.
Okay, you're currently in possession of those photos right now?
I'm in possession, and even better, over 100 of those photos are posted on the Internet.
Okay.
In Dr. Rebecca Carley's archives.
Okay, very good. I would like to talk to you off the air at some point. Can you maybe give me a call over the weekend?
Yeah.
If it's not too...
Look, this has to be settled, because it is not just only anymore about animals. The criminals that are using this technology, they're using it on people, too.
Yes, I believe that. I have given the
connection after I did some research and after I did the autopsy and I saw the massive internal damage. I drew the connection with what happened to my neighbors, you know.
Mm-hmm.
How many died of lung cancer, how many died of sudden heart attacks, and others are disabled, you know?
Yeah.
And I would like that anyone who looks at those pictures pay especially attention to what I called death beam and the massive internal damage, massive hematomas of the internal organs. And what I call death beam is where this energy, very specific frequencies, are focused in front of the face or of the nose of the animal or in front of the face of a human being,
mm-hmm.
and it modifies the atmospheric air, changes oxygen into ozone, and oxidizes nitrogen, and with deadly consequences. It
yeah.
can be researched. Your listeners can research it. Tipping in ozone toxicity, but it is not as much the ozone as it is the nitrogen oxides that cause the devastation, the massive corrosive damage, a massive hematoma of the internal organs. This has been swept underneath the carpet by the veterinarians. When I brought the pictures to the attention of a local physician, she said to me, "We don't have time for your pet projects." I said, "Pay attention. What kills those animals kills people too."
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and there's a lot of people out there who get into the UFO thing and talk about.
They have done a great disservice.
Let me finish, because a lot of people promote this as something that's being real, and they are, with the crop circles is where I was going with this. You know, I really believe these crop circles, many of these things contain symbols that are inherent to the Illuminati and things like that. I really believe that a lot of this stuff, you know, I think the crop circles are real, but what's causing them? Probably satellite technology and these types of weapons from outer space.
You got it.
You know, it's highly possible that some of the forest fires that we're seeing spread around the country, you know, consuming hectares of land, are caused by satellite technology as well. I mean, folks need to realize these things are militaristic, and it's scientific. It's an exploitation of science to do this stuff. I would like to talk to you off the air. Can we put you on hold, and we'll have Matt get your information?
Okay, good.
All right. I'd like to talk to you over the weekend if we can. Thanks a lot for the call there, Warner.
You're welcome.
God bless. Folks, we got to take a break. When we come back, we'll visit with Lee in Georgia and Michael in New York, and your phone calls are welcome too. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. It's kind of a heavy show today. Very important information, though. And, of course, at the top of the hour, we're going to be visiting with Cassandra Anderson. This is Govern America. We'll be back in a moment.
Attention, all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
The Founding Fathers knew it. Generations of American patriots have known it ever since. The right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Now that the Supreme Court dropped the gavel in the McDonald versus Chicago case and slapped the anti-gunners on their tits, we are celebrating like never before. America's Victory Shoot is calling all American patriots from across the land to join together right in the backyard of Chicago itself. We are gathering together to celebrate with the biggest patriotic shooting event in modern American history. Bring your gun, bring your ammo, and sign up to join in the festivities of America's Victory Shoot. We're spending the weekend together for 2 days of gun fun and to give you the training to protect yourself and your family with the best professionals in the training industry. Come one, come all, this August, to America's Victory Shoot. There's limited space, so go to republicbroadcasting.org to find out more and sign up today.
Worn out places, worn out faces, bright and early for the daily races, going nowhere, going nowhere. The tears are filling up their glasses, no expression, no expression. Head, I wanna drown my sorrow. No tomorrow, no tomorrow. And I find it kinda funny, I find it kinda sad. The dreams in which I'm dying are the best I've ever had. I find it hard to tell you, I find it hard to take. When people run in circles, it's a very, very mad world. Mad world.
Welcome back to Govern America. The mad world, indeed. This is what's being built for us. So mad. People running in circles, wishing they could die. All you have to do is look at communist China to see what oppression will do for you. As I covered a week or two ago about how they're jumping off buildings now at the plants where they make our toys to be imported into the United States. they're jumping off of buildings. The companies that our American companies, our U.S. companies have contracted with, have had to install nets on the buildings to catch the people when they jump off. I mean, this is the kind of mad world we all can look forward to if these scum are not stopped. I'll get back to the phones in just a second. Hang on, callers. Homeland Security head praises city's security cameras. This is from the Chicago Sun-Times. U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano on Thursday ranked Chicago's Big Brother network of over 10,000 public and private surveillance cameras as one of the nation's most extensive and integrated, and Mayor Daley wants to make it even bigger. Expansion of cameras citywide is one of the highest priorities that will help us here in the city of Chicago, Daley said, with Napolitano at his side. He continued by saying cameras are the key. They're a deterrent. They solve crimes. It deals with terrorism. It deals with gangs, guns, and drugs in our society. You see how the oppression is marketed with slick packaging to keep you safe. And remember, folks, what Benjamin Franklin said, they that can give up essential liberty to obtain a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. Lee in Georgia, what's on your mind?
Oh, good morning, Darren. Where to even start? Yeah, this deal with Daley up there in Chicago. Yeah, you know, Cleveland's also got that, they're putting RFID chips in trash cans now. If you don't recycle, folks, you're going to get fined $100.
That's right.
And your garbage is spying on you. But
that's right.
I wanted to comment on something you said earlier, and plus there's a document I want to find out if you've heard about as well. When you mentioned these really cool little toys, and you talked about your friend over that told you what they were doing over in Afghanistan and all, would drive down, hey, what's this, you know?
Yeah.
For those of you who were at the Republican National Convention a number of years back, do you remember them really cool, funny-looking trucks with that real weird-looking thing mounted up on top of there? Yeah, that's one of those military weapons. Your police are being militarized. If you're not aware of this and you're not paying attention, you need to start looking at the equipment that your police and sheriff
have. Well, I can tell you there are some of those things. I don't know exactly what you're talking about, but there are TV crews with some microwave transmitters. That's different. That sends a signal.
Yeah, the news crews and camera crews, that's different. I'm talking about the police vehicle.
Okay.
That have this, there's a ultra low frequency, there's an ultra high frequency, there's all these really cool things, mm-hmm. you know, that they've got that the police are using. These are military weapons that they're using in Afghanistan and Iraq, and they are now equipping the police. And at the Republican National Committee number of years back, when they were afraid of all those big protesters,
mm-hmm.
big, mean, terrible, right-wing extremist protesters, they had this equipment on the streets, and people weren't even noticing it. And I'm sitting there pointing, you see that? And people are going, I don't know what that is. Well, let me tell you what it is. You know, and they're shocked when I tell them this stuff. You know, God forbid I should tell them the truth. But,
yeah.
you know, when you talk about the little microwave one that you're talking about,
mm-hmm.
people, what do you have on your kitchen counters? A microwave. What does it do? It cooks.
That's right.
So for these people to tell you that it doesn't cause any harmful effects, they're lying. It's microwaves. They cook.
That's right.
That's what they're designed to do.
Yep.
And there are long-term effects of this stuff.
Well, you know, and I've run a TV live van, you know, on many occasions, and one thing that we're careful about doing is making sure we don't point them at people.
Exactly.
For that very reason, it operates on the same frequency. I mean, it's in
exactly.
the gigahertz range, and it will fry people. So you got to be careful not to point this at people. You had something else to follow up with?
Yeah, there's a...
Okay, all right, hold it right there. I got to take a break here, and when we come back, we'll let you finish your thoughts there. Lee and George is on the line, listeners. Also, we have Michael in New York. Your phone calls are welcome. 800-313-9443. We'll be back in a moment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, we have Lee in Georgia on the line. And Lee, you were going to make another point or have a question or something?
Yeah, there's an interesting document. I don't know if you've heard about it or if anyone, if America's heard about it. It's put out by the BJA, which is the Bureau of Justice Assistance, with the U.S. Department of Justice, and it's called Investigating Terrorism and Criminal Extremism.
Is that the one we were just talking about in the first hour?
I don't know. I came in at the top of this hour.
Is that the one that where they're defining certain terrorist terms, things?
Yeah.
We talked about that in the first hour.
Look at that.
Yeah, isn't that something?
Well, you know, I got a copy of it, and I was going through it the other day, and I'm sitting there, and I'm checking off all of those that apply to me. Oh, my God. Guess what, Darren? I'm a terrorist.
It's absolutely sick.
Isn't it?
It's disgusting. It's so in your face, Lee. It is absolutely so in your face. And if the American people don't wake up, they're going to find, you know, that maybe they're not even a constitutionalist, so-called.
Yeah.
Maybe they're not in one of those that are currently defined, but the list will continue to grow. In fact, they even say that in that report.
Oh, yeah, but you know what I find really unique about this document was, did you notice the disclaimer?
Which particular one?
On page 3.
Well, Tell us what it is. I haven't memorized it.
Oh, it's very interesting. Now, remember, the Bureau of Justice Assistance is a part of the Department of Justice.
Right.
But it reads, quote, this project was supported by grant number 2007-MC-BX-K002, awarded by the Bureau of Justice Assistance. The Bureau of Justice Assistance is a component of the Office of Justice Programs, which also includes the Bureau of Justice Statistics, National Institute of Justice, Office of Juvenile Justice and Delinquency Prevention, and the Office for Victims of Crime. But what's really interesting about this disclaimer is it says, points of view or opinions in this document are those of the author and do not represent the official position or policies of the U.S. Department of Justice.
Yeah, right.
I was reading
that's
that
why they
and
put
I was
it
thinking
out.
Myself, since when does the Bureau of Justice or Department of Justice put a disclaimer on their own document?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, the thing is that that gives them their little escape valve. If things become a political hot potato, they can say, hey, we didn't say that was our official policy. But why are they publishing
going upon it? And see, this is the contradiction here. They're going to claim one thing while they're actually doing something different.
Well, and let's keep in mind, Lee, you know, the Department of Justice issues grants to your local police department, you know, mm-hmm. and local fusion centers around the country that are collecting intel on the average American on a daily basis across this country. These fusion centers are opening up, and they're all funded by Department of Justice grant money.
Yep.
So, you know, I mean, it's in right in your backyard and right in your face. Hey, thanks for the call there, Lee. I appreciate it.
You have a great day.
God bless you. All right, let's move on to Michael in New York. Go right ahead, Michael.
Hey, good morning, Darren. Appreciate all your efforts and great show, pal.
Thanks.
Yeah, there's, you know, where do you start, like your previous caller said? With regards to the technology, no question about it, it all stems from Nazi research. They really kept quiet how advanced the Nazis were, especially with lasers. They really did look like they had an atomic bomb, and so did Japanese. And they definitely had anti-gravity craft, disc craft, plenty of photos of that with Luftwaffe and SS emblems. Don Nikoloff's website, directlightproductions.com, posts them. I sent Don a whole bunch of them a couple years ago. Clear photographs, blatant. Now, I used to think they were machine gun turrets, because on some of the discs you see machine gun turrets. However, I've been studying Joseph Farrell's work. He's got extensive work on the Nazis, the Brotherhood of the Bell, Adolf Hitler, and the Nazi secret sciences and things like that. And according to him, they were not machine gun turrets. They were Donner ray guns. And and Tesla, of course, was developing such a weapon as well that would prevent all wars, is what his purpose was, to develop it. And these ray guns are essentially advanced laser technologies, and that's why under Operation Paperclip, they brought as many of the scientists over here as they could. It wasn't because they were great at just launching rockets and they wanted to get to the moon. It was because of esoteric technologies, very, very advanced and very, very powerful if it was to be used for military applications. And why the Nazis really didn't utilize it so much, the A-bomb, was because they were prevented by their finances, primarily the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds, because they wanted all this under wraps so that they could use it on us when the timing was right. Now, here we are, where we're seeing this being implemented now more and more, coming out of the closet with sophisticated technologies that are very esoteric, like these high-powered laser guns, these ray guns.
Yeah.
And so that's all coming from the Nazis for sure. It looks like we dropped a bomb on the Japanese because they did have a bomb because they were allies with the Nazis and they shared their technologies. And that's why Truman essentially dropped that bomb. So when you hear people say, oh, we didn't have to drop the bomb, they were going to surrender, it looks like that really wasn't true. They were very worried that the Japanese were going to drop the bomb first on us.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, there's a lot to all that. With the crop circles, Darren, most of that is the authentic, legitimate ones are definitely supernatural in activity. I've got at least two video clips showing luminous, like lights hovering around the field area in England, and then hours later, a crop circle appears there. And then one of the most famous ones, if you, I don't know if it might be still on YouTube, look up maybe crop circle with gray alien, and there's a huge crop circle, and it shows in detail the face of a gray alien, and there's some kind of hieroglyphics associated with this crop circle, and guys that studied it and basically decoded it said, watch out for these creatures, can't trust them, they're no good.
And well, what, so you know, now, Michael, I have a hard time believing that. You know, I agreed with you with everything up to that point. I look at this whole thing, you know, and you could say, well, videos appear, videos can be manufactured. The military has three-dimensional holographic programs, three-dimensional holographic technology. They can project crafts in the sky. They can make lights appear. You know, and in fact, I've theorized, and I believe someday this is going to be the plan, that they're going to actually orchestrate an artificial UFO attack on a major city. It would be very easy to pull off. I mean, they already have bragged. I have seen the Air Force website where they have bragged about a 5.6 airborne holographic projector. They have the technology to project aircraft in the sky, three-dimensional aircraft, so that in air-to-air combat situations, the enemy will think they're outnumbered and try to shoot at something that's not there. You know, so if they can employ this kind of technology in the sky in a military-type setting where somebody's at war and somebody's shooting, you know, aircraft are shooting at each other, then they can certainly do it over a major city, pre-plant explosives in the ground in different buildings around the city, have the CNN and Fox News cameras there to catch the whole thing live, and, you know, as they're projecting the holographic spacecraft over the city, blow things up on the ground and say that we're under attack. And then suddenly, just like the film Independence Day, suddenly everybody comes out of the woodwork and says, well, you know, we need to quit worrying about these nation states, and we need to quit worrying about our differences, and all come together and fight the common enemy. You know, that's exactly the same thing they're doing with international terrorism today. Listen, I appreciate the call. I'm going to move
Darren,
on.
Hey, Darren, can I just make a comment? Because Darren's still there?
Yeah,
okay, thank you. Darren, everything you said is true. However, that doesn't rule out that there are extraterrestrials, my friend. That's the mistake. Now, here's an example. I mean, if you don't know anybody that's encountered grays on their sleeping state, and they approach you on this dream side, okay? They don't, and so the mortals don't have that ability yet, even though they're pursuing all that. Now, here's an example. Years ago with the grays and all the books covering all, there was a book out, and it had on the cover an image of a gray alien. And years ago now, and decades now, going back. So a friend of mine, I lent it to her, she read it, and she dropped it off so many months later. And while we're talking, she had a little daughter at the time, only 7 years old approximately. And she told me, Mike, you know what was amazing? When my daughter seen the cover of that book, she goes, oh, look, Mommy, the doctor. Okay?
Yeah, well, listen, I don't want to make the show about UFOs. I appreciate the call. I got to move on, Michael. You know, the thing is it's already hard enough for a lot of the people in the mainstream to believe what we say when we can document what we're doing. You know, I don't really want to get into grays and little green men and spacecrafts and, you know, bottom line is, folks, there's enough that can be documented that we don't need to go down those roads. But let's go to Tom in Florida. Tom, rescue me.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. You're on the air.
Okay. I was working with this guy here not too long ago, and I didn't catch the website, but what they're doing is they're going around in all these parking lots, taking everybody's tags numbers and putting them in a database, giving people money for each one that they take down to prevent child theft. Now, that I don't know. It's like, yeah, everything starts out good, but sometimes things don't turn out as good as they seem to have been planned.
Say that again. They were going around and doing what exactly to prevent child theft?
Taking tag numbers in different locations and documenting them, and then putting them on this web base. I don't know what the name of that website was. And then I heard you talking about the microwaves earlier.
Yeah.
You know, I messed up one day and stuck cashews in a microwave, and it caught the element of the side of the microwave on fire. So I don't know if you ever glue them to a piece of cardboard, you might prevent it from hurting you if they ever want to really actually do that to people.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure there's no shortage of ways to torment people, and I'm sure that the Department of Homeland Security are exploring every conceivable way imaginable to do just that.
Right, and I know you don't want to make the show about it, but I had a great dream one time back in 1984, and it was like real to life, but they don't call it mutilation, they call it dinner. Thanks for your time.
All right, thanks for the call there, Tom. You know, different people have different opinions about that. And you know, I guess I'm open to the possibility, you know. But, folks, we got to stick to documentation. There's enough there that you can document on a daily basis. He was talking about children, you know, the authorities tagging people, tagging plates, I guess, to prevent child theft. Here we see from the San Jose Mercury News. California students get tracking devices. California officials are outfitting preschoolers in Contra Costa County with tracking devices they say will save their staff time and money. The system was introduced Tuesday when at the school students will wear a jersey that has a small radio frequency tag. The tag will send signals to sensors that will track children's whereabouts, attendance, and even whether they've eaten or not. School officials say it will free up teachers and administrators who previously had to note on paper files when a child was absent or had eaten. Sung Kim of the county's Employment and Human Services Department said the system could save thousands of hours of staff time and pay for itself within a year. It cost $50,000, and of course, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? It was paid for by a federal grant. Your hard-earned tax dollars at work getting your children used to being tracked. Department of Homeland Security, federal grant. In the meantime, in the hallways of schools, all across the country, cameras are going up. Children are being conditioned to being watched. George Orwell's society has been created right before our eyes. Here we see from the Daily Mail out of the UK, the facial recognition software that will put a name to every photograph in the internet. They say a software company is developing revolutionary software, which provides the ability to identify people from photographs posted on the Internet. Face.com has produced technology that can identify individuals on social networking sites and online galleries by comparing their image against a known picture of them. It means detailed profiles of individuals can be built up and purely from online photographs, and critics have said it could lead to an exploitation by employees. Or employers. Software works by creating an algorithm of the face, a measurement of the arrangement of features, including the eyes, nose, and mouth. The company says it is 90% accurate when scanning typical images which appear on social networking sites. Face.com has previously limited the availability of the software over concerns about invasion of privacy, but has now released the photo-finding software to developers, building applications allowing people to search for anyone on the Internet. Keep in mind, these similar technology has been used in ballparks and different places around the country, and it has falsely identified people as being potential threats. In the meantime, down in Mexico, we see iris scanners create the most secure city in the world. Welcome, Big Brother. They say we've all seen and obsessively referenced Minority Report. I'm going to skip that paragraph. A biometrics R&D firm, Global Rainmakers Incorporated, announced that it is rolling out its iris scanning technology to create what it calls the most secure city in the world. In a partnership with Leon, one of the largest cities in Mexico with a population of more than a million, GRI will fill the city with eye scanners that will help law enforcement revolutionize the way we live, not to mention marketers. Quote, in the future, whether it's entering your home, opening your car, entering your workspace, getting a pharmacy prescription refilled, or having your medical records pulled up, everything will come off that unique key that is in your iris, says Jeff Carter, CDO of Global Rainmakers. Before coming to GRI, Carter headed a think tank partnership between Bank of America, Harvard, and MIT. He says every person, place, and thing on this planet will be connected to the iris system within the next 10 years. This is what our children have to look forward to unless the population wakes up, gets active, and rises up. All right, I got to take another break. Coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to be visiting with Cassandra Anderson of MorphCity.com. We'll be back here in a moment. This is Govern America.
Attention all business owners, save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences, it's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm going to dispense with the music in the interest of time. In just a few minutes, we should be visiting with Cassandra Anderson. In the meantime, we have from the Christian Science Monitor, Mexico Massacre. The drug war is pushing cartels into human trafficking. The Christian Science Monitor reports the Mexico massacre of 72 migrants reveals how stronger police enforcement in the Mexico drug war is pushing criminal gangs into side businesses such as extortion, kidnapping, and human trafficking. So even as we are being tracked everywhere we go, the cartels and the border enforcement continues to be lax on purpose for a reason. The Associated Press is reporting August 30th. Mexico has fired 10% of its federal police force in 2010. Say Mexico's federal police agency has fired nearly 10% of its force, and this is all due to corruption, listeners. Mexico's approximately 35,000 federal police are required to undergo periodic lie detector tests, psychological and drug examinations, and the government routinely investigates their finances and personal life. Federal Police Commissioner Facundo Rosas said 3,200 officers have been dismissed this year for failing to meet the agency's standards. He did not give more details. I'm going to leave that there, but we've talked about in the past on this broadcast about how federal police, the police there in Mexico, I guess state police, have had shootouts with the military. The police have been escorting the drug cartels from place to place, and the beat goes on. In the meantime, from USA Today, National Guard to arrive at Arizona-Mexico border. What a joke, listeners. A handful of National Guard being sent to the Arizona border to placate the masses who are demanding it. In the meantime, the Obama administration is suing the state of Arizona for enforcing the borders. They say about 30 Army National Guard soldiers were scheduled to arrive at the Arizona-Mexico border this week, 30, and the first wave of reinforcement sent by the Obama administration to bolster security. More soldiers will be sent each Monday until 532 have joined the mission, and 532 in a border that stretches thousands of miles is just a look-good move, listeners. Just not even, it's nothing. And not to mention, we've talked about also that they're not going to be stopping migrants from coming into this country because it's illegal to do so under human rights treaties. International treaties. Here we see from the Associated Press, Brewer condemns report to UN mentioning Arizona. So we have our government now reporting Arizona, the state of Arizona, to the United Nations for violating human rights. This continues to serve to prove my point that these National Guard troops on the border are going to do nothing. Associated Press says Arizona Governor Jan Brewer demanded Friday that a reference to the state's controversial immigration law be removed from a State Department report to the United Nations Human Rights Commissioner. The U.S. included its legal challenge to the law on a list of ways the federal government is protecting human rights. In a letter to Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, Brewer says it is downright offensive that a state law would be included in this report, which was drafted as part of the U.N. review of human rights in all member nations every 4 years. Just touching upon a few things that are going on around the country, listeners. The insanity continues. And in a moment, we're going to be talking with Cassandra Anderson because there's a lot of things going on also with regard to our, not only our borders and everything else, but food security is under attack in a major way in this country. And it's all these international spooks and dirtbags doing all the stuff that are involved in the tampering. And it all comes down to one word. Eugenics. We're being depopulated in a major way. I got to take the top of the hour break. We'll continue. Hour number three of Govern America is about to begin. Stay with us here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. With